You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, YNR fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt, and we've got a life and death scene this week on the CBS soap that will either usher out the big she-villain in town, Jordan Howard, or clear the way for her to escape and come back to torment the Newmans later. Let's talk about what goes down, what Jordan does, and how she might be running a long con on them. But first, please subscribe if you have not. All right, some really interesting stuff on the Tuesday US episode of Young and the Restless. Jordan Howard has a lot to say when Nikki, Victoria, and Claire come to see her in that little room she's trapped in. What I found most interesting was her trying to throw Claire under the bus and sow seeds of doubt. Jordan told Victoria she needs to sleep with one eye open because Claire is still scamming her and that she raised her to keep her eyes on the prize, which is destroying that family. I mean, that's certainly food for thought. That's fair that they should consider that. Claire does seem remorseful and all that, but, you know, she was raised by a master manipulator. And then Jordan said Claire's going to wind up another black sheep like Adam Newman. She name dropped my Adam, never fully accepted by the family. I thought that was particularly exciting because it got me thinking, you know, is Claire really a villain, a sleeper agent of sort, a wolf in sheep's clothing? And maybe she's actually worse than Adam. That would be incredible because I would love to see Victoria put through the ringer because she has been so crappy about Adam. It would be kind of karmic if her long lost daughter was a lot worse than her long lost brother. I look forward to Claire Adam scenes no matter how it goes. So after a whole lot of drama, ultimatums, and threats, Jordan reveals her trump card. She's got a vial of poison. She was planning on leaving it there, she says, for Nikki and Victor, so if they got tired of being trapped and starving to death, they could take it and die together, you know, Romeo and Juliet style, except they actually, Juliet took fake poison and then she woke up, and that takes us to this point. So really the Romeo and Juliet reference is actually quite important. Nikki mocks Jordan about spending the rest of her life in prison. Then Jordan jugs the vial of poison, or what she says was a poison. Then she tells Claire, ta-ta, and tells them all to burn in hell. And she falls onto the cot in that dingy little room. They stand there watching as she goes unconscious. They didn't call 911. Hopefully on the next episode they will. I mean, unless you're going to leave her corpse there to rot. So she is presumed dead or dying at the end of Tuesday's US episode. And the big question is, would Jordan really kill herself to get out of prison? I don't think so. So I suspect slash worry that this is some elaborate scheme to get her out of the dungeon so she can try and make a break for it from a more easily escapable place. I also wonder, and let me know in the comments if you saw where it ended up. I don't remember where the bag of cash with the deed to the French estate went. I remember that they were talking about it in the alley when Michael and Victor met with her, and then she took Victor at gunpoint, but I can't remember the fate of that bag. Let me know if you remember seeing it somewhere since then. If it is sitting around somewhere, of course, that would facilitate her escape and fund her life on the run. I just don't see Jordan going out that easily, and I don't see her leaving them in peace. Staying alive means she has a chance to get loose and come back for them later, even if she's sent to prison. But it would be easier if Jordan could avoid prison, and that's why I wonder if that vial of whatever she took was poison or something else, some other drug that could make her seem dead. I mean, it's a soap opera, so yeah. They have things like that when you can just fudge science and write what you want. And there are reportedly some medications that can make you seem dead, at least in the short term, and especially on a soap, you know? So is Jordan Howard really dead? I really doubt it. We'll find out more soon, but surely the three ladies will alert Victor's guard to call 911, or one of them will call 911. I can see Jordan being declared dead, taken to the morgue, and then she unzips the body bag and just shuffles right out. I enjoy Colleen Zenk so much, so of course I don't want her dead. And again, suicide seems really inconsistent with her actions so far. I know she's homicidal and rotten, but suicidal, I don't know. Also, at the same time, we have Chelsea talking about her own past suicide attempt during this same episode. So it seems kind of in poor taste to stage an actual suicide at the same time that she, you get what I'm saying? It just seems weird. I think it would be insensitive to deal with this subject at the same time with one person sharing their experience because of a mental health crisis and one person trying to evade justice. And again, I just don't see Jordan going out like that. And I want her to come back and terrorize them. So let's let Claire, you know, get settled into her new life, get a job, find a man, find love, find happiness, and then crazy Aunt Jordan come back for her. That would be soapy, soapy fun. I mean, Jordan pretty much was set up for life behind bars because she shoved Seth to his death. Although, without a witness or cameras showing her doing it, Jordan can deny it and just say, repeat what he said, tell Nikki I'm sorry, you know. This is another fake suicide attempt. Totally awful in the aspect that in a whole nother storyline, we're dealing with serious mental health issues with Connor and Chelsea and Ashley as well. But, you know, Jordan did kidnap the Newmans, assault them, had Claire poison them, and Jordan sliced Nick open like he was a Thanksgiving turkey, plus kidnapping Claire from the hospital, burning down Victoria's house, which, in, again, if they don't have a camera to prove it and they didn't find fingerprints or that, you know, convenient gas can that she found with her, you know, maybe her fingerprints are on it. But most people don't kill themselves to avoid prison. Even people that know they're going to wind up on death row. For most humans, just overwhelmingly, the urge to survive and live to fight another day trumps everything else, even anxiety over a prison sentence. That's why prisons are full of people, people that could be people on death row, people that could have taken their lives, but they're like, yeah, I'm going to keep living because that's human nature. So there's so many reasons Jordan shouldn't die first because, you know, just I'm back to the ickiness of this compared to Chelsea's mental health issues just really bothers me. But then again, Josh Griffith maybe is just tone deaf. I don't know. And again, back to it doesn't seem like what Jordan would do. She's unhinged, but pseudocide, which is what they call faking your own death, seems more likely than actual suicide. So we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. There's only one more episode this week. Wednesday is a family brunch in honor of Claire, and I'm certain we'll hear more about Jordan's fate over eggs and mimosas. But even if they say Jordan's dead, I won't believe it unless I get to see Jordan being fed into a crematorial oven feet first and we verify she went up in flames. Otherwise, I've got fingers crossed for that being a fake toxin as some sort of a backup plan, a Hail Mary plan, a what if I get caught in my own trap plan. And she walks out of the morgue, goes into hiding until she can come back to wreak havoc on the Newmans. That's what I've got fingers crossed for. Let me know what you are hoping to see. Drop your comments. Please subscribe if you haven't already. And definitely come back soon because we are here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.